The Democratic Alliance has today received a letter from the National Director of Public Prosecution regarding our request that we be provided with the submissions by President Jacob Zuma on whether or not he should be prosecuted for the 783 counts of corruption, fraud, and money laundering against him. Advocate Abrams has committed to respond to us by Thursday, the 15th of February, over the representations. We believe that we are entitled to those representations since we were the main litigant in seeking that those charges be reinstated. If we do not receive them, we will consider going to court to obtain them. Advocate Abrams has also stated that he will receive the recommendations from his prosecuting team on Friday, the 23rd of February, as to whether to go ahead with the prosecution. Thereafter, he will announce a date by which he will announce his decision. Although this process has been painfully slow, we are pleased that at last there is a timetable relating to the matter, and we are obviously keen for the matter to proceed and for Jacob Zuma to have his day in court. We will accordingly keep Advocate Abrams to his undertakings in this letter.